Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and some. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia, and this is Saturday Review. Amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord. Amen. Who is the head of my life. Amen. And who is the one who is the author of truth and of salvation. He is our deliverer. He's our hope. He's our help. He is our source. He is the creator of all things. Amen. He wrapped himself in flesh and dwelt among men and became the salvation of all. And I just give him glory and honor on today. Amen. Again, this is Saturday Review. Thank you for joining me for another installment of Saturday Review as we review the spiritual warfare strategies and every modality in our arsenal. Battle readiness is often dismissed, but it is an important reality for those who want to see the Lord in peace. We have a common enemy. We have the same enemy as the Lord himself. Amen. We have this common enemy, and he wants to drag us to hell if he can. But no, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Through his power and his might, we are victorious. Glory to God. Amen. We honor the Lord. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks and praise on this Sabbath day. Lord, we honor you, O God. Amen. With our voice, we honor you with our substance, with our time. We give you glory and we give you praise on today. O God, we honor you and we give you glory as the creator of all things, as the Lord of life, the almighty, all-seeing, omnipresent God. We give you glory, O God. There is none like you in heaven or in earth. There is none that is greater, none that was created that is greater, none that's in the heavens that is greater. For all were created by you and for you and to make your name glorious. Father God, we give you glory today. We honor you, Lord God, in all that we say and all that we do, Father. We endeavor that everything, O God, that we do be honorable to you, Lord God, and may even considering the things that we do, that they do be honorable to the holy God. Oh, Lord God, we want, oh God, to worship you in this hour, even as the angels worship you and say, holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 at all times around the throne of God. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Oh, Lord God. Oh, God, make us holy, Lord, even as you are holy. Help us, Lord God, to understand and to know your word. Oh, God, open up the windows of heaven, Lord God, and pour out your knowledge and your wisdom and your understanding to us even on today. Oh, Lord God, that we may even understand, Lord God, the strategies that you have given us. Oh, Lord, to combat our common enemy, the strategies that you have given us, Lord God, even in this world, Lord God, you said you have overcome the world. Oh, my God, and because you have overcome the world and the overcomer is on the inside of us, we too are overcomers. Oh, my God. Oh, God, I give you glory and I give you praise. I give you honor today, Lord God. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Lord, because you are the Lord of the battle, and there is not a battle that we wage in this life, amen, that you are not the head, you are not the general of the battle. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you, Lord God, as we come in your presence. Oh Lord God, and we humble ourselves before you even right now, and we surrender, Lord God, even our thoughts, our opinions, and everything else to you. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, wash us from our sins of omission and commission. Forgive us, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we break agreement, oh, Lord, with the kingdom of darkness. We break agreement, Lord God, with the lies, Lord God, and the toxic
toxicity, Lord God, that comes forth, Lord God, from those lies. We break agreement with all fear. We break agreement with doubt. We break agreement with rejection. We break agreement with perversion. We break agreement with rebellion. We break agreement with witchcraft. We break agreement with every work of evil in this hour. We break agreement, oh my God, with every principality, every dominion, oh Lord God, every ruler of wickedness, oh Lord God, we break agreement with the kingdom of darkness, all of it, Lord. We break agreement that the light of life, Lord God, might flood our souls and flood the atmosphere all around us, even right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we come before you humbly, oh Lord, that you might do a work in us. Oh, Lord God, that you might help us hone, Lord God, these weapons of warfare that you have given us, Lord God, that you might remind us, Lord God, of the revelation, Lord God, that you had already set in place for us, even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move, oh God, every obstacle. Destroy every yoke of the enemy, even right now. Oh, my God, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I don't know if you're able to hear the music or not, but I am going to ask you to give, I need to pause for just a second, amen. I am in my home, so of course, you know, sometimes things happen, so give me a moment, amen. My apologies for the disturbance. Glory to God. We give glory and honor to the Lord once again, amen. We are in our Saturday review. Glory to God. Forgive me. I'm a little bit short of breath. I ran out to take care of it and then ran back. Amen. But we honor the Lord. This is Saturday Review, and we are on our fourth installment of the review, and it is entitled Put on the Whole Armor. Put on the Whole Armor. Amen. We are in a war, just in case you forgot. Amen. And the word says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. And this is from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 17. All right, put on the armor. That word put on, amen, let me get the correct pronunciation for you from the Greek. The word put on, it's endo, and it means sinking into the garment. It means arrayed or clothed. This term has the sense that you are absorbed by the garment and can no longer distinguish where you begin and the garment ends. So we're putting on, amen, the armor of the Lord in that fashion. We're being absorbed by the garment so that we don't know where we begin and the garment ends as we go forth in battle. Glory to God. Paul uses the imagery of a Roman soldier's armament to describe the spiritual armament of a believer, detailing the importance of each piece and the power they hold. Our theme scripture for these lessons says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Further describes how this armament, glory to God, that scripture further describes armament. The war won't end until time does. So we put on our weaponry and utilize every strategy given us by God so that we live the promise of life and that more abundantly. Spiritual warfare strategy number 10. Make sure your feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The power of preparedness. Readiness is a weapon. Feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace is from Ephesians 6 and 15. Amen. That word shod, let me go down a little bit. That word shod, excuse me, is hupadeo, hupadeo. And it means to bind oneself. It means to bind to oneself or to have strapped on. So to have your feet shod means to bind to yourself the gospel, amen, to bind the word of God to yourself, the preparation of the gospel of peace. We're binding it to ourselves. Glory to God. I'm moving back and forth in my slides to get definitions, so please bear with me. Amen. So the word preparation, it means a readiness made through preparation. That's what that word means. That in the Greek, it means a readiness that is made through preparation. So preparation through prayer, preparation through knowledge and wisdom, preparation through a revelation of the word, preparation through the logos, amen, the written word, preparation through the rhema word, amen, revelation that is given to you by God in the moment, amen, a ready word, a right on time word, a word that's in the moment, amen, that rhema word, amen, that the Lord gives us so that we have the battle plans and the directions that we need, the wisdom that we need in that hour. And that word in the Greek is hetoimasio, and it's a readiness that is made through preparing. All right, of the gospel, that phrase, it is euangelion, and it means glad tidings or good news of salvation in Christ. Euangelion, it means glad tidings or good news of salvation in Christ. Let me give you the spelling of some of these if some of you are writing them down. So that word for put on was enduo, and it is E-N-D-Y-O. Shod is hupadeo, and it is hypodeo. And the word hetoimasio, which is that preparation, and it is spelled hetoimasia. And the word for on of the gospel is euangelion, and it's spelled euangelion, and it means glad tidings of good news of salvation. All right, of peace, that phrase of peace is irene, and it is spelled e-i-r-e-n-e, irene, and it means security, safety, and prosperity. Security, safety, and prosperity. Prosperity. Glory to God. So this is a Jewish figure of speech that at his feet, amen, at his feet. So have to have your feet shod, amen. So we're going to look at a Jewish figure of speech that means at his feet. And it means to receive instruction from a teacher or a rabbi. So we're receiving instruction from the Lord. Amen. So we're going to have our feet shod. Amen. Because we are at the feet of the master. Glory to God. So we must be able to equip through study, prayer, communion in his presence, wisdom and revelation to carry the gospel so that we be ready to give an answer to all who ask of the hope that is within us, and also so that we can put the word on the enemy and stop him in his tracks. A readiness, a willingness in preparation to advance the kingdom, to bear the truth, to give answers that change atmospheres and to bring deliverance by the power of the Holy Ghost, a readiness to serve, a readiness to love, a readiness to intercede, a readiness to war to get it done, a carrier of the good news of Jesus that bears his glory, life-changing readiness that not only changes your life, but affects every area of your influence. Scriptures to consider. 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. John 16:33 says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Romans 14:16-17, it says, let not then your good be evil spoken of. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Other scriptures, amen, to consider. And I know I'm giving you a lot of scripture that I generally do. I will kind of break off from that as we go through the study a little bit so that I will give you scripture so you will have to look them up for yourself. It's important, amen, that you get accustomed to doing that so that you know the word for yourself, because there will be not one preacher, not one leader, not one mentor that will stand in the presence of God for you. Amen. We have to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. But God gives us leaders and mentors that usher us into his presence, that aid us in honing our gifts, and then that help us, and then to see who we are, to see our identity in Christ, despite the words that have been spoken to us throughout our lives, to parents, from parents and teachers, and even some of our friends. Amen. Our leaders are there. Leaders are there so that you will be ushered into the Lord's presence, and you will be able to see and acknowledge, amen, your identity in him. For surely we are who he says that we are. We are who he created us to be. Amen. So many times we need to ask ourselves, who told you that? Just like the Lord asked of Adam and Eve in Genesis when they were hiding after they had disobeyed the Lord and recognized that they were naked. And the Lord asked them, who told you you were naked? Who told you that? Only the Lord can give you your identity. He is your creator. Only he knows your purpose. Only he knows the destiny that is within you. So why go to another to find out your identity? Why listen to the words of another? And I do understand, amen, that sometimes they are trusted leaders and trusted people in our lives, and we heard what they said and we believed them. But now we're breaking off those lies and those word curses in the name of Jesus, because only what the Lord has said about us matters. Because he is our creator, and we will identify with the identity that he has placed within us. He made us. It is his destiny that he's placed within us. Amen. It's his kingdom, amen, that we are in the midst of, amen, and that we have chosen, we were chosen, amen, to be kingdom dwellers. So we will identify with the word of the Lord. I am who God says that I am. And I break off every lie of the enemy that's been spoken over my life, even from my birth. I break off every lie that my parents may have told unintentionally about me, things that they said that they didn't realize, amen, that were affecting my identity. I break it off. I break off lies of teachers and friends and people that I looked up to and that had influence over my life. I break off every lie of the enemy that the devil spoke in their ears and they brought it forth out of their mouths and into my hearing. I break it off right now, and I break it off of you in the name of Jesus. The devil is a whole lie. There is no truth in him. None. Our identity is in the Lord. He is our creator. Yes, you came forth through the parents that the Lord chose that would bring you forth into the earth. But he is your creator. He's the one that gives us life. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I'm not sure why I went off into that direction, but that's okay because somebody needs to hear that today. I needed to hear that today. Glory to God. Amen. Let me give you some more scripture, amen, about the power of preparedness. Readiness is a weapon. Let's look at the word. Amen. Colossians 3, 12 through 16. It says, put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, vows of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Isaiah 26 and 3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. 2 Peter 1 and 3 says, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Psalm 119 and 11 says, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. 1 Peter 3, 15 and 16 says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accused your good conversation in Christ. Spiritual warfare strategy number 10. Make sure your feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Readiness is a weapon. Spiritual warfare strategy number 11. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Righteousness protects our vitality, plate of righteousness. Ephesians 6 and 14, it says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Amen. That word for breastplate, I'm sorry, is thorax, and it means a corslet. It's consisting of two parts and protects the body on both sides from the neck down the torso. The word for righteousness, and give me a moment so I can make sure I have the correct pronunciation. So I'm just going back and forth to my vocabulary. Amen. So that word for righteousness is dikaiosune, dikaiosune. And it means integrity, purity of life, correctness of thinking, feeling, and acting. It is a condition of acceptance with God. Again, it's the word righteousness, and it's the dikaiosune, and it means integrity. And these are the Greek, amen. These terms that I'm giving you are the translated from the Greek, amen. Dikaiosune, I mean, dikaiosune, and it means integrity, purity of life, correctness of thinking, feeling, and acting. And it is a condition of acceptance with God. Amen. We put on the righteousness of Christ because there is no good thing in this flesh. Amen. But when we receive the Spirit of the Lord, we put on his righteousness. Amen. So it is his righteousness that we bear. Amen. In our being. And I give glory and honor to the Lord for his righteousness. Amen. Glory, glory, glory to the Lord, because he is righteous, he is true, and he is great. Amen. When we honor him. The breastplate protects vital organs such as, and this is naturally so, the heart, the lungs, the liver, the stomach, and the kidneys in a natural sense. Righteousness as a breastplate guards the temple of the Holy Ghost. It transforms and saves. It maintains and corrects. It aligns and exalts without arrogance. God's righteousness is a natural expression of his holiness, and it is his righteousness that we bear through Holy Ghost. Our daily pursuit of righteousness keeps our hearts and minds in alignment with the mind of Christ. And I'm going to repeat that because that is so important to understand. Our daily pursuit of righteousness, we give the Lord a yes. Every day when we arise, we give him a brand new yes in the brand new morning with the brand new mercy. We give him a brand new yes. And our daily pursuit of righteousness keeps our hearts and minds in alignment with the mind of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Amen. Scriptures to consider. 14 and 34, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. 1 Corinthians 1 and 30, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. 2 Corinthians 5 and 21 says, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Proverbs 4 and 23 says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Matthew 6 and 33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Psalms 45 and 7 says, thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore, God, thy God hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Isaiah 59 and 17, it says, for he put on righteousness as a breastplate and an helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal as a cloak. Amen. Speaking of our Lord. Romans 1 and 17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Spiritual warfare strategy number 11. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Righteousness protects our vitality. Spiritual warfare strategy number 12, the helmet of salvation. Salvation, the best defense. Salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Ephesians 6 and 17, that word take in the Greek is dekomai, and it means to receive or to embrace and not to reject. So understand that it means to receive, to embrace, and not to reject. So we're taking the helmet of salvation. Amen. That word helmet, amen, also from the Greek, and I am going back down to my vocabulary words here. That word for helmet is perikophalia. It's perikophalia, and it's an encirclement of the head or a helmet, and it metaphorically means protection. So we're taking unto us, amen, and we're embracing, amen, the protection that is brought about by salvation. That word salvation in the Greek is soterios, and it comes from the word soterion, and it means defender or savior, defense. So our salvation is our defense. Glory to God. It is our defender. Glory to God, which means it's also our deliverance or our Savior, our salvation. Glory to God. That is what salvation is. And I want to give you another word, amen, for righteousness. We were talking about righteousness. So I want to also give you the Hebrew definition for righteousness. And it is tzedakah. And it means justice and rectitude, which means morally correct behavior or thinking. So righteousness in the Hebrew is tzedakah. And it means justice and rectitude. So morally correct behavior or thinking. Glory to God. Amen. Let's get back up here to us taking, amen, the helmet of salvation, our best defense. The helmet of salvation protects us from injury or from the impact of the devil's device. Salvation connects us and protects our connection to the source of life. Amen. El Hayah, the God of my life. Amen. And we see that phrase in Psalm 42:8. El Hayah, the God of my life. Glory to God. Amen. Salvation keeps us connected to the God of our life. It is also through salvation that we receive the authority to wield the weapons of warfare through Christ. Hallelujah. Salvation gives us, amen, the honor and the privilege to be able to wield the weapons of warfare that are mighty through God, hallelujah, that are, amen, empowered through his spirit, amen. And we recognize and we do also restate, amen, that he is God Almighty. So his weapons are almighty and all powerful against the enemy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The helmet of salvation appears in Scripture three times. Here in Ephesians 6:17, also in Isaiah 59:17, where it describes the armament that the Lord is wearing, and again in 1 Thessalonians 5:8, where Paul is reminding the saints in Thessalonica, amen, because we are the children of the day, of the light of God, we should remain arrayed and ready. Amen. We're going to go ahead and repeat again these scriptures, amen, so that you hear them again in your hearing and be reminded of what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Isaiah 59:17, it said, for he put on righteousness as a breastplate and an helmet of salvation upon his head, and he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal as a cloak. 1 Thessalonians 5:8, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. Ephesians 2:12-13, and I'm reading this in the Amplified. It says, remember that at that time you were separated from Christ, excluded from any relationship with him, and alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenant of promise, with no share in the sacred messianic promise, and without knowledge of God's agreement, having no hope in his promise, and living in the world without God. But now, oh my God, but now, at this very moment, in Christ Jesus, you who once were so very far away from God have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Hallelujah. Romans 1:16 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. 1 Peter 1:3-9 says, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy have begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in this last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried but with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom though ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Oh, hallelujah. Colossians 1, verses 21 through 29, it says, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God, even the mysteries which have been hid from ages and from generations, even the mysteries, listen now, even the mysteries which have been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his workings, which worketh in me mightily. 4:12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Titus 3:5 says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Oh, Father, send refreshing and renewal in this hour right now in the name of Jesus. Refresh us, Father. Refresh us, Lord God, in your Holy Ghost. Renew us, Lord God. Regenerate us even right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Do it, Lord. We have need of you in this hour, Lord God. We need more of you, Lord God. Oh, God, we need more of you. We need to see you, Lord God. We need to know your character. We need to know everything about you, Lord. We want that intimacy with you in this hour, Father. Oh, in the name of Jesus, do it, Lord God. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace you are saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. John 3:16-17, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Psalm 94:22, But the Lord is my defense. Glory to God. The Lord is my defense. And my God is the rock of my refuge. But the Lord is my defense. The Lord is your defense today. He is your defense today. Glory to God. And he is the rock of your refuge. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Spiritual warfare strategy number 12, the helmet of salvation. Salvation, the best defense. Glory to God. Spiritual warfare strategy number 13, the sword of the Spirit. Wield your sword. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Again, we are taking, amen, glory to God. And that means that taking means receiving, embracing, decomai. It means receiving, embracing, and we will not reject the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The perfect example of wielding this sword. When he came out of the wilderness after a 40-day fast and was confronted by the adversary. Amen. Read Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11, Luke 4, verses 1 through 13, and Mark 1, verses 12 through 13. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Then the devil taketh him up unto a holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone." Jesus said unto him, "It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, "All these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Then saith Jesus unto him, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, the angels came and ministered unto him. The word of God is alive. Hebrews 4 and 12 says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." The word of God breathed. 2 Timothy 3:16-17 says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." The word lights the way. Psalm 119:105 says, "The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." The word is spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians 2:14 says, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." Consider also these scriptures, James 1:22. "But being doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." Psalm 119:11. "For thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." Luke 11:28. "But he said, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it." Amen. Isaiah 40:8 says, "The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of God shall stand forever." Psalm 18:30, it says, "For as for as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. Matthew 7:24, it says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Matthew 4:4, it says, for he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Psalm 33:4, it says, for the word of God is right, and all his workings are done in truth. John 1:1, it says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Spiritual warfare strategy number 13, wield your sword. The sword of the Spirit is the word of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, cover every person participating, Lord God, in this review, whether they're on here live or are going back to listen in the archives. Lord God, cover them in your blood even right now. I bind every retaliation, every payback spirit of the enemy, and I release the peace, the hope, and the joy in the Holy Ghost right now in Jesus' name. I decree confusion into the camp of the enemy and blindness to every monitoring spirit in Jesus' name. I speak life into the lives of each listener, life into your mind, life into your soul, life into your spirit, life into your relationship, life into your godly endeavors, life into your ministry, life into your health. You shall not die, but live to declare the works of the Lord. Live, live, live. In Jesus' name, live. Amen. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.